Let's go to our sports line. We welcome Hanover Horton boys basketball head coach Andy Birch to the studio or to our sports line. Hey, coach, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, we appreciate you being here. And I know it was on short notice, but so thank you for saying yes. I know you had, you know, plenty of other offers to entertain today. So, hey, let's talk about the team so far. I mean, you're sitting here at 6-3. You've got a two-way tie right now going on for second place in the Cascades. By all accounts, I mean, things are going pretty good for your basketball squad this year.
Yeah, we started with a loss to Onsted, who's very, very tough. I think they might be ranked in Division II. I couldn't have been happier with how my boys battled in that game. But then we went on something like a five-game win streak, and then we end up losing two in a row to Michigan Center and at Lenawee. So, yeah, we're trying to get the consistency thing down. We're kind of up and down, but yeah, pretty good start to the season.
Right. Now, you mentioned Onsted Division II. Yeah, they're 10th in Division II, but
yeah.
in Division III, you've got Michigan Center, which you play twice. You've gotten up; they're ranked fourth in Division III. You've got Napoleon, which is, according to what I'm looking at this morning, according to the MHSAA, Napoleon, which is ranked ninth. You play them twice.
Yeah,
I'm thinking you guys should be up here too because you've had some pretty stout competition throughout the year. But yeah, I mean, Cascades basketball this year is no joke.
We always talk about
how it's the rugged Cascades, but for sure this year, I mean, it's tough to especially be where you are right now in the Cascades. It's a tough conference.
Yeah, I talked to a lot of coaches, Derek and Travis Gaddy, on how, I mean, if you don't bring it night in, night out, you could lose to anyone in the conference. Grass Lake's much improved, playing tough. East Jackson's tough. Addison's very tough this year. It might be one of the most balanced it's been in a while. So, it's very tough.
So, I mean, you mentioned, boy, and you hung close with Onsted, too. That was 61-55 right out of the gates in the season. But mm-hmm. yeah, as far as like your wins so far in the Cascades, what's been like your biggest challenge so far when you've looked at your opponents in the Cascades? What's like the play that stood out the most for you?
Well, I mean, I guess just keeping that focus and consistency, especially on the road. Traveling to Addison, that's never an easy place to play. And then we picked up a win against Addison and Grass Lake, both two very tough teams. And we're just trying to bring a consistent effort night in, night out, which we haven't really been able to do yet. But still a lot of basketball to be played. We've only played, I think, nine games.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, we're about 3-4 games behind everyone else.
Yeah, why is that this year? I mean, it looks like you had a couple that were canceled, but...
Yeah, we had one canceled with Stockbridge. I think, scheduling-wise, I think we thought we were playing at that Shot Clock Classic over the winter break, so that kind of gave a hiccup into our schedule. So, our back half, we've got a lot of basketball coming up. We got Napoleon tonight, we got Reading tomorrow, and then we got Addison Friday.
Yeah.
So, we've got a few weeks where we have, three games in a week, so...
Right.
Well, we've got time. We got time to work out the kinks and really, get going here. So
got Coach Andy Birch, Hanover Horton boys basketball, on the phone with us here right now. So let's talk about before we talk about that matchup tonight, which is so important in the Cascade standings with you and Napoleon right now. Before we get there, let tell me about some of the kids on the team. You mentioned that you just have to bring it every night. Tell me about those kids who are bringing it every night.
Yeah, our most consistent guys are start with Luke Soper, and he's kind of like a Swiss Army knife type player. He does everything for me. He's averaging about 16-9 a night, almost 10 rebounds a night. So he could be my backup post, or he could be my backup point guard.
Yeah.
So he brings it. He brings the consistency.
Awesome.
Then we got Logan Blackledge, who's scoring the ball really well this season. He's putting in a lot of work in the off season and to get where he is now, and He's averaged about 21 half a night.
As a coach, that's what you love to see. Especially in the offseason, you want to see that improvement from last year to this year. That's awesome.
Yep. Oh, he really, you know, he was a gym rat. You couldn't really get him out of the gym. Mm-hmm. So, then we got Caden Henry. He's my big man down low. He's about, you know, 6'5", averaging about, he's about mid 5 points a game and pulling in 6.5, 7 rebounds a game for us. So, he's been a much improved player too. So. Yeah, those are my big three right now. So.
Yeah, it's hard to be a big guy at the high school level because a lot of times those big guys, they just, not always the case, but a lot of times they just haven't quite grown into their body yet. And so it takes time for that to happen and for it to all come together. But when it does, he's going to be a gem.
Right, yeah, correct. And I mean, it's just hard being a big guy in today's game in general because it's positionless basketball. So you can't just be big. You have to be able to do many things. And I think he's adapted, you know, well to the system and well to the game. So.
Oh, that's so true. I miss big man basketball. That was my favorite kind of just little, you know, bumping and elbows and a little rough down underneath. You know, that's true basketball to me, and I do miss it. Now you're making me think of nostalgia. Come on.
I mean, that was back when we were in high school. You feed the post, you relocate. Everything evolved around the post.
Yeah.
Oh, and now it's so perimeter oriented, you know, spread fives and dribble drives, you know, the big men stepping out and being able to score from the perimeter. I mean, it's definitely changed.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. No kidding. All right. So Napoleon, right now, Napoleon, they're rolling on the season. Napoleon's a good team. They haven't lost yet. Hanover Horton with one loss to center so far in conference play, but you're right there. You're tied at second in conference play right now. What do you have to do? What do you have to do to get to defend your home turf tonight?
Well, it's going to start with they're big. They've got size everywhere. They've got skill everywhere, and we first and foremost got to keep them off the glass. Can't give them, you know, second, third chance opportunities to score. We really got to contain their dribble penetration and make them, you know, earn everything offensively. And then you know, Derek, and he's doing a great job with him over there. He likes to switch it up, throw different looks at you defensively. So we just gotta take care of the ball, recognize what they're in, and then be able to adjust how the game's been being played. So
yeah, we're kind of getting to that point of the schedule too, to where you faced much of the Cascades, and a lot of the other teams are starting to be on their second time around playing some of these. Mm. This is your first time up against Napoleon.
Yep.
So, and you've got them again a little bit later on the road. I mean, have you looked ahead? Are you checking out the rest of the schedule? I know you referenced some games this week, but I mean, you've got Napoleon tonight, which is so important. But I mean, what else are you looking at in order to get out of the Cascades at the top?
Yeah, we really try to focus just the next game. You know, as a coach, obviously I have to look ahead a little bit, but you know, we lock in, and this is the most important game of the season up to this point. So. We're just basically taking it one day, one game at a time, because it can get overwhelming. You look at we got a back to back here tonight and tomorrow, and then we got a big game against Addison coming in for our Snow Fest. So you could get overwhelmed pretty easily. So we just really try to stick to one game, one day at a time.
Yeah. So here it is tonight. Game's still on, by the way, contrary to other reports. Game's still on today at 7 o'clock. But, I mean, it's got to be nice because now that we're well past the break, kids kind of have that regular routine. It's got to be a little bit easier now that we're past the break to kind of get the kids ready for the matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. And to get everyone there, and I think we're kind of turning the corner on the cold and flu season, even though there are still bugs going around our school and in our kids, but it's starting to get to that point where, you know, we can kind of put our foot on the gas and really, you know, push the limits on, you know, where we got to go.
So in the locker room tonight, after you've got that first round of warm-ups and everybody goes back in the locker room before they come back out for intros, what's your message to the team tonight?
You know, we gotta go earn it, okay? Prove it. believe it, number one. And we preach that message against Onst at the beginning of the season. You know, you gotta believe you can do it. And that belief and that want, and then you just gotta go out and prove it. If you want it bad enough, you can go get it. And that's kind of going to be our message tonight.
All right. So with Napoleon coming in, you know, with some powerful players, I feel like I kind of have an idea we're going to see a scrappy Hanover Horton team tonight.
Oh yeah, I mean we're always a pretty scrappy team. Yeah. We always lead the night in fouls and stuff like that. but we're going to try to play smart and stay out of trouble that way. But yeah, we're gonna try to bring everything we got and give them the best effort we can have.
Coach Andy Burch joining us, head coach Hanover Horton basketball, boys basketball. Where do you want to see your team at the end of the season?
Well, I'd like to win a state championship, you know, but we're going to take it one game at a time. We got a really tough district.
Mm-hmm.
We go into Lumen Christi. I believe we got a Concord who's rolling over there in the Big Eight. Jonesville's who's right behind them. And then I'm trying to think of the last team who's in there.
Yeah, and Lumen's doing okay in the IA right now, and they play a lot of larger schools.
Oh yeah. Lumen's tough. But I'd be lying to say we didn't have eyes on them. You know, we're looking at everybody. You know,
yeah.
The other team was Homer, and you know Homer's they always run their stuff, run it well, and they're scrappy. So,
all right. Well, we're
We're going to try to give everything we have in that district, and you know we'll see where it goes from there.
Well, I mean, there's few things on the planet that are better than high school basketball in March, but mm-hmm. you got to get through the regular season first. You got to get through that crossover first, and we're looking forward to the matchup tonight at Hanover Horton. It's a 7 o'clock tip time.
Yep, 7 o'clock regular time.
All right, Coach. Coach Andy Burch, we certainly appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today, man. We appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Coach Andy Burch from Hanover Horton joining us here on The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.